This is Sunny for Chico Soul. Kyle Wilson of Sonoma County joined Audrey Denny of Chico and Mike McGuire of Healdsburg in the District 1 race for Congress ahead of the Democratic primary next spring. Denny is well known in Butte County. She teaches at Chico State, and in the past, she led Chico's Democratic Action Club and campaigned twice against Republican incumbent Doug LaMalfa. In those campaigns, Denny says she coordinated a powerful grassroots effort fueled by many volunteers and donors, coming closer than anyone else to flipping LaMalfa's seat. McGuire is a career politician and the California State Senate president pro tempore. He boasted raising more than $150,000 on the first day of his campaign for Congress. The Santa Rosa Press Democrat called Wilson, quote, a long shot candidate. But the 33-year-old labor lawyer says he was galvanized by recent wins from young progressive candidates nationwide. Wilson has a career in defending workers and says he will support small farmers and business people in Congress. Like Denny, he also will rely on volunteers and small donors during his campaign. The Northern Sacramento Valley has long been a Republican stronghold, with LaMalfa holding the District 1 seat since 2013. But after Proposition 50 passed in this month's election, the redrawn district will stretch from Santa Rosa through Chico and Paradise to the Nevada border, excluding some northeastern counties bordering Oregon. The new District 1 is expected to have a Democratic voter majority. In other news, Butte County residents stepped up to help many of the 42,000 county residents who rely on CalFresh benefits. CalFresh is California's name for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. Benefits were paused during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The shutdown officially ended on November 13th, but not before Butte County residents faced confusion and uncertainty when payments were delayed. Those delays strained households, left more families in need this month, and hit unhoused residents particularly hard. Unhoused residents rely on CalFresh to buy ready-to-eat items like sandwiches and salads because they do not have the means to store food. The CalFresh delay affected not only the people who rely on the benefits, but also local grocery stores, store workers, delivery drivers, and ultimately the entire community. District 3 Supervisor Tammy Ritter explained that SNAP benefits represent $8 million monthly to Butte County. Quote, that's $8 million that's not going back into our community. And so we anticipated that that's going to mean that the cost of groceries is going to go up. Meanwhile, demand at Faith Tabernacle Church and their food distribution program surged 50% above normal in mid-November, with about 150 people seeking help. Their patrons are generally disabled, unhoused, unemployed, or low income. Nick Henderson leads the church's monthly emergency food assistance program. Henderson said, quote, what I've seen is that when you go a long time without food, and then all of a sudden you get the means to receive food, you end up using it up faster, simply because you've gone without. This food distribution is a great help for them. That's why they came, even though they've received some of their benefits. The church had emptied out its supply because, quote, we know that people are having a hard time right now financially in this holiday time. Timothy Hopkins is the CEO of Community Action Agency of Butte County, which runs North State Food Bank. Hawkins told Chico Soul that the food bank was doubling distribution for all the public-facing food pantries it partners with this month, saying, quote, our biggest challenge is getting food to everyone that needs it. And having enough volunteers to run the program is another challenge. Hawkins said that there are only 4 people running the North State Food Bank, which serves 15,000 people in any given month. With added demand, it was, quote, going to take quite a few more volunteers. Hawkins mentioned the 530 Food Rescue Coalition, an app-based food rescue program in Butte County that connects volunteers with surplus food from retailers and delivers it to local nonprofits. He recommended downloading the app to volunteer, donate, or receive food. That's 530 Food Rescue Coalition. Hawkins also urged Butte County residents to, quote, set their political ideologies aside and focus on helping their neighbors, because hunger doesn't know political stripes. Links to food pantries and distribution sites can be found at chicosoul.org for those in need of food in Chico. Please also consult these resources to donate food items and register to volunteer. That's chicosoul.org under the byline, Butte County Residents Come to the Aid of Hungry People. Safe Space opens to unhoused people from noon to 4 p.m. every weekday, providing food, clothing, and a place to charge phones. A link to the calendar for upcoming food distributions by North State Food Bank and its partners can also be found at chicosoul.org under the byline, Butte County Residents Come to the Aid of Hungry People. Again, that's chicosoul.org. There will be a drive-through food drive on December 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 196 Memorial Drive in Chico. Again, the drive-through food drive will take place on December 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 196 Memorial Drive in Chico. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's chicosoul.org.